These days, you can't throw a stone in Melbourne's inner north without hitting a coffee shop, yoga studio, or renovated pub. I know, because they're the ones that I go to. But as with so many inner city suburbs around Australia, it wasn't like this 50 years ago. These were often poor, working class areas, and Collingwood was no exception. It was in this Collingwood that a brutal double murder led to one of Victoria's longest-running cold cases. And finally, this case is about to go to court.
The Easy Street murders, as they came to be known, have always been a priority for Victoria Police.
In early January 1977, Suzanne Armstrong and Susan Bartlett were murdered in the house they rented at 147 Easy Street. They were both stabbed dozens of times, and police will allege Suzanne Armstrong was sexually assaulted, all while her 16-month-old son Gregory was in his cot only metres away.
Exactly what happened in that house in Easy Street, Collingwood, that night is part of the puzzle police have still to put together.
It was days before the women's bodies were discovered, but their families had been waiting even longer to find out what happened that night. Police never found the killer in the years after the murder, but continued investigations. In 2017, 40 years on, they announced a reward of $1 million for any help solving this crime.
After a breakthrough arrest, Victoria Police are closer to solving one of the state's oldest cold cases.
Late last year, Perry Karumbalis was arrested in Italy in connection with the murders and extradited to Australia. He has been charged with the murder of both women and the rape of Suzanne Armstrong. Next week, this case will finally be heard in the Melbourne Magistrates Court. Here on the case of the Easy Street murders, we'll follow Karumbalis' committal hearings next week, where some of the evidence against him will be tested to see if it's strong enough to proceed to trial.
There is simply no expiry date on crimes that are as brutal as this.
To tell this story, I'll be joined by Alexandra Alvaro and Rachel Brown. The committal hearing starts on Monday, so I'll be in your feed on Tuesday with all the details explaining how these proceedings work, what the prosecution is trying to prove, and what the next steps are in this 50-year saga. Make sure you're following the Case Of podcast to hear how this unfolds.